people normally want to give to a U.S.-based 501c3 for the tax purposes. And so we would be approached by various ministries that are not 501c3s, but had people that wanted to support them. And so would you be a conduit for the funds? For a while, we were doing that when it looked like a worthy thing. Then I'm going, we can't merely be a conduit. We have to really do our due diligence to know for sure. And in some cases, we just don't have the time to do it or the ability to do it. So you do some checking around, but we have cut back on even doing that. But there are exceptions. There are people where we know them and we know, okay, for them to set up, to go to the expense to set up a US-based 501c3 would just be ridiculous. We know them. We've been there. We know people we trust who have been there to the orphanage in Mexico. So, yes, we do say, if you want to give to these people, you can. And of course, you know, the way it works is we control it, they don't. But if they say they want $5,000 to go to this orphanage, we'll send it to the orphanage. But one of the things that we required of them was full information on, okay, with this group over here, this mission group is supporting, and we're supporting you, and individuals are supporting, somebody needs to know who, and that's where we encourage them to come under a mission board, which they eventually did. But somebody needs to know how many funds are coming in and where is it going.